City and Guilds Qualifications. International ESOL Preliminary Level. New 2010 CEFR Aligned. Practice Paper 2. Part 1. Part 1. You hear 7 sentences twice. Match what you hear with one of the answers. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Now look at the example. You hear, "It's a dress. It's a dress." The answer is A. Ready? Number 1. Number 1.
It's £13. It's £13.
Number 2. Number 2.
Her surname's Pears. That's P E A R S. Her surname's Pears. That's P E A R S.
Number 3. Number 3.
I like cycling. I like cycling.
Number 4. Number 4.
My arm hurts. My arm hurts.
Number 5. Number 5.
This armchair is very comfortable. This armchair is very comfortable.
Number 6. Number 6.
His favourite subject is geography. His favourite subject is geography.
Number 7. Number 7.
It's sunny today. It's sunny today.
That is the end of Part 1. Part 2. Part 2. You hear 7 sentences twice. Choose the best reply to each sentence. Put a circle round the letter of the best reply. Now look at the example. You hear, "Where's my pen? Where's my pen?" The best reply is A. Ready? Number 1. Number 1.
How old are you? How old are you?
Number two. Number two.
Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to eat?
Number three. Number three.
Anna, this is my brother, Tom. Anna, this is my brother, Tom.
Number four. Number four.
I love reading books. I love reading books.
Number five. Number five.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. Thank you very much, Mr. Jones.
Number six. Number six.
Can you play the piano? Can you play the piano?
Number seven. Number seven.
So your surname is Richards. So your surname is Richards.
That is the end of part two. Part 3. Part 3. You hear five short conversations. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answer. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You hear each conversation twice. Now look at the questions for conversation 1. Conversation 1.
Winton Primary School, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can I speak to Mr. Hodge, please?
What's your name?
Paul Macy. John Macy's father.
Wait a minute, please. Winton Primary School, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can I speak to Mr. Hodge, please?
What's your name?
Paul Macy. John Macy's father.
Wait a minute, please.
Now look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
Can I help you?
Yes. Can I have 2 stamps, please?
Certainly. Anything else?
1 white envelope, please.
That's 80 pence altogether.
Here you are.
Thank you. Can I help you?
Yes. Can I have 2 stamps, please?
Certainly. Anything else?
1 white envelope, please.
That's 80 pence altogether.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Now look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
Question 5, Tom.
I'm sorry. I haven't got the answer.
Is it too difficult for you?
No. I just don't feel well today.
Okay, then. Don't worry. Question 5, Tom.
I'm sorry. I haven't got the answer.
Is it too difficult for you?
No. I just don't feel well today.
Okay, then. Don't worry.
Now look at the questions for conversation 4. Conversation 4.
Can I use your mobile phone, please?
Yes, of course.
Where is it?
It's in my bag. Here you are.
Great. Thanks. Can I use your mobile phone, please?
Yes, of course.
Where is it?
It's in my bag. Here you are.
Great. Thanks.
Now look at the questions for conversation 5. Conversation 5.
How is your pizza?
Good. And your pasta?
Very tasty. I love Italian food.
Oh, I like Spanish. I love the food when we go on holiday to Spain.
How is your pizza?
Good. And your pasta?
Very tasty. I love Italian food.
Oh, I like Spanish. I love the food when we go on holiday to Spain.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Listen to the conversation about shopping choices. You hear the conversation twice. Tick one box on each line of the form. Now look at the form. The first is an example.
I've got some questions about you and shopping.
Okay.
So, what's your job?
I'm a waitress.
And how old are you?
40.
Okay. And how big is your family?
3 people. Me, my husband, and our daughter.
Now, is shopping important in your life?
Not really. No.
But you've got a favourite kind of shop.
Well, I hate supermarkets, but yeah, I like clothes shops.
All right. Do you usually shop at the weekend?
No, usually on Friday evenings.
And my last question, how much do you spend on food every week?
About £80.
Thank you very much. I've got some questions about you and shopping.
Okay.
So, what's your job?
I'm a waitress.
And how old are you?
40.
Okay. And how big is your family?
3 people. Me, my husband, and our daughter.
Now, is shopping important in your life?
Not really. No.
But you've got a favourite kind of shop.
Well, I hate supermarkets, but yeah, I like clothes shops.
All right. Do you usually shop at the weekend?
No, usually on Friday evenings.
And my last question, how much do you spend on food every week?
About £80.
Thank you very much.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 hour and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.